Are there any commission remarks? Okay. Next week, we will have the Taney County Courthouse and the Judicial Center will be closed on Labor Day, 9-4. We will reopen and the regular session commission meeting will be on Tuesday the 5th. First order of business we have on our agenda this morning, we have a public hearing to set the county levy. At this time, Ms. Spencer, would you... We have Ms. Stephanie Spencer, Taney County Clerk.
Due to the budget of the county and the revenue of the county, it is recommended that we take a reduction and to bring the both the general county revenue and road and bridge levies to zero.
Do you know what the reduction amount is?
Yes, it is on your paper.
The assessed value of the
1577 and then the 2047?
Correct.
I go with this every year. The purpose of this is to set our levy. We operate solely on sales tax, so any of your personal property and real estate taxes paid into the county, we're essentially a flow through, and they distribute to the entities that actually collect those taxes, which is going to be your schools, fire districts, those types of things.
Correct.
And so I know there's a lot of, especially people that are moving in, think that their real estate personal property taxes come to the county and are utilized by us, and they're not. We operate solely on sales tax, which is a good thing. And so by setting these, which reduces it to zero, continues that. I think we've been doing it since, what, 1982, 83, does that sound right?
Well, there's different dates on road and bridge, and it was gradual. And but by 84, I think everything was...
By 84, everything was that way. So
it has been some time, yes.
Yes. And if anyone looks at their tax bill when they get it, it will tell the entities that that amount of money is giving to, and it tells what their levy is. Right. And they'll notice that Taney County does not have a levy on their tax bill.
Correct.
So this would move the GCR, the General County Revenue Levy, to zero, with a reduction of 0.1577?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
I make the motion to remove the levy by required sales tax reduction of 0.1577, which will set the county general revenue at zero.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to reduce the levy by required sales tax reduction of 0.2047, which will set the road and bridge levy to zero.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission. I will get that taken care of.
Thank you very much.
This time, that part of our meeting will be done. And we will move down our agenda to the approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for August 21st, August 22nd, and August 23rd, and executive minutes for August 21st and August 23rd. If everyone's had a chance to review, I did, and I didn't see anything, any issues with them.
What day was it? Okay. On the 23rd, yep.
Yes, midnight.
Yep. Yep. That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 21st, August 22nd, and August 23rd of 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then move to approve executive session minutes for August 21st and August 23rd of 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have appointment to the Point Lookout Airport Board. We did receive one application, which was the existing board member, which was Mr. Carl Sparks.
Do we know what the, I have my paperwork here. What's the length of that term?
That's a 4-year term, so it would expire August 31st of 2027.
I move to appoint Carl A. Sparks to the Taney County Library, the Taney County Airport Board. I need to go home, don't I? The Taney County Airport Board to finish his term on July 31st, 2027.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have a lease agreement with H&A Aircraft Services, LLC, file number 23-118 AIR. And we have Mr. Mike Molnick in front of us this morning, our airport administrator, director,
manager. Whatever you
manager.
So this is a 1-year renewal on H&A's lease agreement with us. Same terms and conditions as before. And the airport board recommends the approval of it.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, that approves to the lease as the form. It's dated August 24th, 2023.
Move to approve the lease agreement with H&A Aircraft Services by and between Taney County and H&A Aircraft Services, LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You have a copy of that already, don't you?
Yes.
Next on our agenda, we have bid recommendation for tactical equipment, number 202307-535. In front of us, we have our legal and purchasing, Ms. Nikki Lawrence, and Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Lawrence.
We're here in reference to RFA 202307-535, tactical equipment. We received 4 bids, 2 of which were immediately disqualified. They did not adhere to the bidding requirements. Dropped it down to 2. Out of those 2 was Princip Defense, LLC. Came in at $17,472. The next one is Protech Sales and came in at $24,360. After review, the sheriff went ahead and was recommending Princip Defense LLC, which is the first response received on the list in your packet.
Okay. I'd like to note it was also the lowest bid.
Yes.
It was by quite a bit.
By far.
Yes. And they are the only ones that gave individual prices. All the others gave just a total.
Have we used them before? Do you know anything about
it? We have not. It's a fairly new company, and I believe that's probably why their price is so much cheaper. They're probably trying to get their name out. I did some research. I believe that they're going to be a quality equipment.
Okay.
They are able to provide everything that we're asking for. So I don't think that it's going to be a subpar piece of equipment.
Especially when it's more than half, less half than the highest.
Right.
It's kind of causes. You guys have any questions? Move to award bid number 202307-535 to Princip Defense LLC out of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the bid recommendation for wheel loader solid tires number 202308-536. Approaching the podium, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we had one response?
Yes, one response. You'll notice in your packet, I did note that under the standard terms and conditions, section 3.6 states the Taney County Commission has the right to accept or reject any part or parts of all bid, to waive any informalities or technicalities, and to accept the offer the Taney County Commission considers the most advantageous to the county. Basically, they acknowledged each page within the bid, but they did not acknowledge each box. I did speak with our counsel, Mr. Elliott, and he advised that it was in our best interest to move forward with this vendor.
And this is not an everyday part that we are after, and with just one bid coming forth on this.
Yeah, it's kind of a specialty item on our waste handler at the transfer. The ones that we currently have on there have been on there for 5 years, and they're getting more down to the wear mark, and we got to replace them. They're solid rubber. They have to be pressed on a wheel, and there's not very many people that offer that service.
And the way I understand it, this company is willing to have these pre-assembled and brought down to prevent our downtime from being days.
Correct.
To a couple of hours.
A couple of hours at the most. He figured it might take just over an hour to change them out.
And their total amount is $22,242.
Any other questions? Move to award bid number 202308-536 to Pomps Tire Service Incorporated out of Stratford, Missouri.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for TruNarc Unlimited and Related Equipment, number 23-115S for Sheriff. Once again, in front of us, we have our Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Sheriff, this has become a pretty important piece of equipment that, for some circumstances that we understand.
Yes, sir. What this piece of equipment does, it allows officers to test for narcotics such as methamphetamine and fentanyl, either in the field or at the office. And the results in this, we have some small little glass vials that you break and touch to the substance, and it tells whether it's whatever type of drug the tester's for. You know, we have some for methamphetamine, some for heroin, some for fentanyl and whatnot, but those are not super accurate, and so they're not admissible in court. A lot of times the prosecutor won't file charges based on those results. With this tester, it's more accurate. The prosecutor will go ahead and file the charges based on the results, so we're not waiting for 6 months to a year for lab results to come back. But the big